Civilizations, A Journey Through Art and Human Expression. Introduction, The Power of Art in Shaping Civilizations. Art has always been a mirror to society, reflecting our values, beliefs, and aspirations. As we embark on this journey through the annals of human creativity, we'll explore how different cultures have used art to express their identities and shape their worlds. From the grandeur of ancient Egypt to the intricate designs of Islamic calligraphy, we'll uncover the hidden stories behind some of humanity's greatest artistic achievements. The human form, a canvas for power and identity. Let's begin our exploration with the human form, a subject that has captivated artists for millennia. The colossal statues of ancient Egypt, like those of Ramses II, weren't just artistic marvels, they were potent symbols of power. These massive figures, towering over the landscape, sent a clear message to all who beheld them. Here was a ruler of unparalleled might and divine authority. But the representation of the human form wasn't always about raw power. In ancient Greece, we see a shift towards idealized beauty and proportion. The famous Kouros statues, with their rigid poses and enigmatic smiles, mark a fascinating transition in how humans saw themselves. These sculptures weren't meant to be realistic portraits, but rather idealized versions of youth and vitality. As we move through time, we encounter the terracotta warriors of Xian, China. This vast army, buried with the first emperor Qin Shi Huang, offers a different perspective on the human form in art. Each soldier is unique, suggesting a celebration of individuality within a collective. It's a powerful reminder that even in death, the emperor sought to surround himself with a diverse and formidable force. The divine and the unseen, representing the unrepresentable. Now, let's turn our attention to one of the most challenging subjects in art, the divine. How does one depict something that, by its very nature, is beyond human comprehension? Different cultures have grappled with this question in fascinating ways. In the intricate carvings of Hindu temples, we see a riot of color and form, with deities depicted in myriad manifestations. These aren't just artistic flights of fancy, but deeply symbolic representations of complex theological concepts. Each gesture, each attribute of these figures, carries layers of meaning that speak to the faithful. Contrast this with the austere beauty of Islamic art, where the prohibition on depicting the divine led to an explosion of geometric patterns and calligraphy. The intricate designs adorning mosques and palaces aren't just decorative, they're a form of worship, an attempt to capture the infinite complexity of the divine through mathematics and language. In the Western tradition, we see yet another approach. The frescoes of the Sistine Chapel, with their dramatic depictions of biblical scenes, represent an attempt to bring the divine into the human realm. Michelangelo's famous portrayal of God reaching out to Adam isn't just a masterpiece of technique. It's a profound statement about the relationship between the human and the divine. The power of symbols, communicating across time and space. As we delve deeper into our exploration of art and civilization, we come to appreciate the power of symbols. These visual shorthand allow complex ideas to be communicated across vast distances of time and space. Consider the ancient Egyptian Ankh, a simple cross with a loop at the top. This symbol, representing life and immortality, has endured for thousands of years. It speaks to a fundamental human desire for continuity and transcendence, bridging the gap between the mortal and the eternal. In a similar vein, the mandala in Buddhist and Hindu traditions serves as a cosmic diagram, a representation of the universe in miniature. These intricate designs aren't just beautiful to look at, they're tools for meditation and spiritual growth, encapsulating entire philosophies within their circular forms. Even in our modern world, symbols continue to hold immense power. The corporate logos that surround us are the latest iteration of this ancient tradition, distilling complex brand identities into simple, recognizable forms. Art as a mirror, reflecting and shaping society. As we near the end of our journey, it's worth reflecting on how art not only mirrors society, but also shapes it. The grand narrative paintings of European history, for instance, didn't just record events, they helped create national identities and mythologies. Take Jacques-Louis David's The Coronation of Napoleon. This massive canvas doesn't just depict a historical moment. It's a carefully choreographed piece of propaganda, presenting Napoleon as the rightful heir to both revolutionary and imperial traditions. In a more subtle way, the portraits that adorn our homes and public spaces shape our understanding of who we are and what we value. From the stern visages of founding fathers in government buildings to the smiling family photos on our mantles, these images reinforce our collective and personal narratives. Conclusion: the ongoing conversation between art and civilization. As we conclude our exploration, it's clear that the relationship between art and civilization is a dynamic, ongoing conversation. Each generation reinterprets the art of the past and creates new forms to express its own zeitgeist. Today, in our digital age, we're witnessing yet another revolution in how we create and consume art. Virtual reality installations and AI-generated images are pushing the boundaries of what we consider art, just as photography and cinema did in previous centuries. Yet despite these technological advances, the fundamental questions remain the same. How do we see ourselves? How do we represent the ineffable? How do we communicate our deepest values and aspirations? As we face the challenges of the 21st century, from climate change to social inequality, art will undoubtedly play a crucial role in helping us make sense of our world and imagine new possibilities. The story of civilization and art is far from over, indeed. We are all part of its ongoing creation. In the end, perhaps that's the most profound lesson we can draw from this journey through time and culture. We are all, in our own ways, artists and creators, continually shaping and reshaping the civilizations we inhabit. The canvas of human experience awaits our contributions.